So I got involved with the Iditarod at a pretty young age. I grew up sprint mushing with my family, and everyone in my family was dog mushers. When my stepdad entered in my life, I was probably about 20 years ago, he was a long distance musher, so we had a little bit of both in the household. He was an Iditarod and a Quest musher, Jack Barry, and it was all kind of within the lifestyle at our house, and since then I've always been just surrounded by the authentic lifestyle of it, and yeah, staying true to dog mushing. So I am here today and involved with the Iditarod because I am one of three of the official photographers on the trail this year, and we're all new, but I'm very proud to kind of share this sport with the world and document it in a true, like, storytelling, genuine way. I grew up dog mushing, and I'm very proud of the sport. I'm very proud of sharing that sport, and One of the most memorable Iditarod experiences was probably when I was growing up and I was just learning about the difference between long distance mushing and sprint mushing. We started racing very young in my household, and when my stepfather came around and he had this long distance racing style, it was totally a different thing. And what's always stuck with me and has been kind of a drive behind documenting and photographing and storytelling through photo is when I used to watch him get prepared for the race, and just even seeing all the drop bags at the house and what all that took to make happen, and just the logistics behind all of it was super interesting and so different than sprint mushing and the daily drive and activity from that. So that's been something that's always kind of stuck in the back of my mind, and it's fun just to see the background information. What I know for sure in life is that right now I am in the right place.